power belongs to no one until it is seized through sex and violence.
Everyone's so afraid of these men. Are you?
No. A government shipment is only days away.
Gentlemen, warriors,
we'll see who's left standing and who's on their knees.
Attack! Okay, here's the deal. The problem with making grindhouse homage films like Hobo with a Shotgun, Death Proof, and the new film The Man with the Iron Fist is that they're based on crappy movies. So at the very least, you end up getting a partially crappy movie. The Man with the Iron Fist pays homage to kung fu movies, featuring a typical storyline of a villager trying to save his home from invaders. Unfortunately, things are taken either too seriously or not seriously enough, which gives us villains who look like an 80s hair band led by a guy who talks like George Takei. Oh my. The over-the-top kung fu action is kind of fun, but the movie's scant 95-minute running time seems mercilessly overlong, and the RZA in his directorial debut cast himself. And one of the heroes is a portly Russell Crowe, who comes off as the man with the big fat gut. The Man with the Iron Fist gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.